Prepared. What Kids Need for a Fulfilled Life. Author, Diane Taverner. This summary of Prepared is a guidebook for how to prepare children for college, career, and life. Diane Taverner and her team built Summit Public Schools. Summit program was never meant to be a normal from the very beginning. It was meant to prepare its students to become civilized members, able to contribute to their society. According to Taverner, Summit program is built on several main elements. Number 1. Real-world and project-based learning. The traditional approach to teaching is to divide the curriculum into different units, like the Industrial Revolution or the life cycle of plants. Teachers use textbooks, clips, presentations, quizzes, and discussions as tools to teach their students. In science class, students can do some experiments in a lab. In other classes, there may be a project involved. But in the traditional approach, projects are only a dessert, not a meal. They're not the main tool of teaching, and students don't usually give them much attention. On the other hand, in Summit, projects are the main meal. They give students the chance to learn the skills and the habits that they need to succeed in life. Every project begins with a problem or a challenge that the students want to tackle. And during the project, they get to do so by carrying on different tasks. Teachers are always available to give timely feedback so that the students can improve their performance. Studies show that projects help students retain the information they learn and gain better understanding of their subjects. Students end up scoring well on their exams, and in addition, students develop problem-solving and critical thinking skills that they will need in their lives. Number 2. Self-direction. Traditionally, schools have two jobs: to teach students the information they need to know before college, and to give the students certificates after they learn the information. In this sense, teachers present the information using lectures, video, and presentations, and the students have to study it in order to pass their exams. Every day at Summit, the students have 1 hour for self-directed learning, in which they work on projects related to their goals. They start the hour by setting a small goal and making a plan for the hour, and then they can cooperate in teams or take on independent tasks with the help of their mentors. Summit teachers reinforce 5 behaviors that the students need to adopt: strategy shifting, challenge seeking, persistence, responding to setbacks, and appropriate help seeking. Whenever students display these behaviors, they are met with praise. Not only does this teach students how to learn, it teaches them independence. Number 3. Reflection. Summit students are open to feedback, not just because they receive feedback from their mentors, but also because they get to give feedback to each other. Many of the school projects are peer-reviewed, which gives the students an opportunity to view and evaluate each other's work, thus reinforcing their self-reflection skill. Self-reflection allows the student to think about feedback. If, for example, a student gets a C on a certain project, they won't consider this C as a judgment on their abilities. They will see it as an assessment for their performance in this particular project, and they will know that if they are not satisfied with the C, they have the ability to change it. The role of the mentors here is to ask the right questions without forcing their own opinions or judgments on the students. Questions asked by mentors are open-ended and thoughtful, like, what do you want from this situation? What emotions do you have? What is working or not working? Why? Number 4. Collaboration. Studies showed that collaboration can enhance the team's decision-making ability by 66%. But collaboration doesn't come naturally to us, especially that most workplaces and even schools encourage competitiveness. Schools are meant to test kids' abilities and to determine who deserves to succeed and who doesn't. The whole notion pushes kids into competing rather than collaborating. This is why in Summit, students are encouraged to collaborate with each other and teams, to identify their own strengths as well as the strengths of others, and to put these strengths into use. Of course, there are always obstacles in the way. Some tasks, for example, don't require group work at all, such as solving mathematics worksheets. Group work is needed only when the task at hand requires creativity and brainstorming, not when it's linear or has only one right answer. While collaborating, students learn to speak their minds and share their knowledge with one another. For many of them, this doesn't come easily, but it's one of the skills the students gain when they work together. Collaboration isn't just for the students. Even the summit staff has learned to adopt it as a value. They created a decision grid to help them make decisions as a team. The grid divided the roles among the team, showing who got to make decisions, D, who got veto a decision, V, who could propose a decision, P, and who could only give an input, I. This clarified the roles of each person in the team and made it easier for them to work together. What is prepared? How to know that the students are finally prepared to meet life? There are a few measurable outcomes that can show you that, such as 1. Habits of success. Tavener recalls when a history teacher told her that a student named Zach was going to fail her class. According to the teacher, Zach didn't do any work at home and refused to engage at class, although he had many skills that could help him become successful. Both Tavener and the teacher understood that if Zach failed his class, he wouldn't be able to graduate and his whole future would be sabotaged. However, the teacher had tried everything she could to help Zach, and nothing worked. She was overwhelmed and didn't know what to do about him. At first, Tavener urged the teacher to keep trying, although she knew the teacher had a lot on her plate. But later, Tavener realized that teachers can't do everything. No one could save Zach but his own will. So no matter how great the school is, the students have to carry the responsibility of their own learning. Tavener and the teacher decided not to fail Zach. Instead, they tried to understand his struggle. They realized Zach lacked a sense of belonging, which is one of the 16 skills. Zach didn't feel like the school was his place. In fact, he wanted his teachers to give up on him and give him an F so he could go home and play video games. But that was the opposite of what they did. The teachers started to include Zach and to send him the message that he belonged in the school. And their efforts paid well. Eventually, Zach graduated with his colleagues. 2. Curiosity-driven knowledge. Each week, the students were surveyed about what they were learning and whether or not it was working. They reviewed the resources they used, just like people review books on Goodreads, and the school staff took these reviews and improved the resources accordingly. When you allow the students to choose what to learn, they feel respected, and they get the chance to develop their unique skills in deciding what to learn and how to learn it. In other words, they learn how to learn, and that's one of the most important life skills. 3. Universal skills. As the summit staff dug into this subject, they found universal skills domains that are not only measurable, but teachable. Each of these domains included several skills, and each of these skills is included in the school projects. Most people wait until it's too late to learn these skills. Sometimes they learn them in the hard way, after going through one or two bad work experiences. But by allowing the students to develop their skills at such a young age, they become more prepared to face the life waiting for them. 4. Concrete next steps. In Summit, the aim is for every student to get accepted in the school that best suits their own aspirations and potential, based on 4 conditions. 1. The school must be consistent with the vision the student has created for their life. 2. Getting accepted in the school must be a realistic goal, depending on the student's abilities and skills. 3. The student has to have enough information about the school before they apply to it. 4. The student's decision has to be supported by their family and their community. The process of finding the next step is not linear, but it depends on experimenting, trial and error, and going back to the beginning of the cycle when needed. When the students are allowed to explore different paths and to take the first step in each of them, they learn a lot about themselves and they are able to make better life decisions. Parting words. This summary above explored the main principles behind the Summit schools. which prepare every student to face life after graduation, to love learning, and to know how to learn. The first Summit School was opened in 2003, but Summit now operates 11 different schools in California and Washington states, giving a great example for the whole education system in the U.S. and worldwide. But the concepts in Prepared can go beyond the school setting and to the home. By adopting the basic elements of Prepared, project-based learning, self-directed learning, reflection and collaboration, parents can help their kids develop the self-awareness and the curiosity that would make them better learners.